弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
从上周四到周日的上午，上一周，我和师母驾车大约4个半小时，到俄亥俄州 Dayton 附近的基督教大学叫 Seattle University，参加了中西部基督徒联会一年一度举办的夏令会。
So my wife and myself went to attend Midwest Christian Association summer retreat from last Thursday to last Sunday. It took us about 4 hours to drive to Dayton, Ohio.
我们教会属于中西部，美国中西部华人基督徒联会的成员之一。
We are part of the members in this MCCA.
请问有没有不知道中西部基督徒华人联会是美国中西部地区几个州组成的？
I'm wondering whether you know how many states
或者有没有知道的是几个
constructed
州？
as part of the MCCA associations?
有几个
Anyone?
州啊？欢迎来到中西部华人基督徒联会，是倡导中西部4个州：Michigan 州、Ohio 州、Indiana 州和 Kentucky。
So there is, according to the website, there is four of seven, seven, four states. Okay, I'm sorry, four state in Midwest Association.
那今天夏令会一共有来自7个州、41个教会团契和基督教机构的1031人注册参加。
So on this MCCA Association Summer Conference, it turns out to 1,031 people attending the conference that covers seven states and 41 churches.
那每年夏令会期间都会召开中西部华人基督徒联会成员教会的教牧同工会的例会。
Not only they have the summer retreat, they also use the opportunity as like a board meeting for all the pastoral co-workers to have a meeting together.
大家在一起商讨、通报各项施工的发展与进展的状况。
So they talk about and discussing the progress of everything associated with ministry in the MCCA
那
for
今
the
年会
past
议
year.
其中一项议题就是选举2年一任的联会主席。
One of the main topics for this year is to elect the next president of the MCCA associations.
那主席是担任统筹、联络4个州众教会的各项施工。
And this person's job is to make sure to manage and coordinate all the four churches as part of this MCCA for all the ministry works.
那今年选举的条件是要相对年轻一点，面孔的要生一点。
One of the selection criteria for this year for candidate is has to be young, energetic, and new faces.
说到这儿，大家是不是似乎猜到点什么？
I'm wondering, have you ever figured out anything yet so far after I talk about this?
我无论如何也没有想到，咱们的杨牧师最后不幸被选中。
So as you all figure, I would not wonder myself being elected as a president for the MCCA Association for the upcoming 2 years.
被选中担任美国中西部华人基督徒联会，从2018年到2020年的执行主席。
So I'm gonna be the executive president for 2018 to 2020.
其实我们大家都明白，我们教会，我们南湾华人教会是印第安纳州最北边的一个偏僻小城。有人说是 Southland，我跟人介绍，我说不是 Southland，是密沙瓦卡。
As you probably already know, the Michiana Chinese Christian Church is not part of the Southern. Actually, it's in a little town called Mishawaka, a remote area in northern Indiana.
去年的夏令会，我们教会有4个家庭参加。
Last summer, we have four families attending this conference.
那今年夏令会，除了我和师母之外呢，只有一个我们中间的一个年轻的一个会友参加。
And this year, In addition to myself and my wife, there's one young brother that attending the conference only.
而且由于我们教会地处偏僻，距离遥远，与联会已经失联了多年了。Because
we're so remotely controlled, right? So we have not made any connection to the Michigan, the MCC Association for a while.
而且在之前我介绍的时候，我们教会可是常年 欠会费，只有去年才开始补交。Not
only that, we have not paying our dues regularly. We started paying our membership fee starting last year.
结果呢？怎么办，弟兄姐妹们？怎么办
？So now, since I'm being elected, what am or what are we going to do?
大家愿不愿意支持我这个 新一任的联会的主席啊,
Does anyone want to show your support to my being elected as the president for this MCCA?
愿不愿意, 怎么支持?
And how will you be able to support this mission?
怎么支持, 弟兄姐妹们? 明年见, 是不是?
So see you tomorrow, next year.
让我们把这个事情 让我们把这个事情放在祷告。So
all we can do is really put the things in our prayer regularly.
就从我们日常的生命的造就开始做起，好不好？
So the first step is really rebuilding ourselves through our daily devotions as Christian.
那今年夏令会还有一件值得感恩的事。One
other thing I want to really express my gratitude in this summer retreat.
就是在最后一次大堂讲员提醒说， 他说：“不是每一个信徒都会蒙召做传道人。”So
not all the Christians will be called out to be like pastor.
但是每一个活在世上的信徒都有责任传道，我们同意吗？
Everyone, all Christians, all have the responsibility to share the gospel and spread the good news to everyone around us.
所以当他呼召说谁愿意在自己的工作岗位上献身做主门徒的时候，
So when a speaker call out to the participant, who willing to give yourself up to do the good work for the Lord?
啊，这是去年的餐厅里面用餐的情景。So
that was a picture from the last year's summer retreat.
尤其是青少年孩子们，眼馋嘛，大冰棍，各种各样的冰激凌。
So this is the activity picture from the last year. All the teens have all these ice cream bar and everything to go with that.
1,000多人排队在那用餐呢。
So it was close about 1,000 people line up to get their foods.
所以我说，当那个讲员呼召说谁愿意在自己的工作岗位上献身做主门徒的时候，在纷纷走上前台的人群中，我和师母看见一个熟悉的背影。
So as I mentioned, when the speaker called out the attendants to give up themselves to work for the Lord. And once a lot of people come up to the podium, I saw one of the very familiar faces.
我不知道是这个还是那个，就是咱们教会的唐宗耀弟兄。
It was our brother Tang Zhongyao, part of the people that are willing to give up themselves to work for the Lord.
那我现在想请宗耀弟兄给他一点时间，他有一点点的分享。So
I'm going to give Zhongyao a time to share his own experience in the summer camp. Come up there. Either way, that's great. Thank you very much.
弟兄姐妹们，你们好。这是我第一次去大型的夏令会。期间有几件事情，感恩的事情，我想大家分享一下。Brian sister. This is my first time going to a big size retreat camp. There are several things I'm very thankful about, and I'm here to share them with you. 第一件事是我去夏令会之前，其实我感冒了，我不确定我是否去这个夏令会。I was not sure. First thing is, before going to this church, I was having some cold or light fever. I was not so sure whether to go to retreat or not. 于是，因为我不想把病菌传染给其他人，特别是牧师，然后我就祷告，希望神给我一个指示，给我指引要不要去。 然后就在祷告后我出去，就开车去买东西，在坐上车上的第一时间听到收音机的一句话，来自圣经的马太福音28:39，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，吩咐指圣灵的名给他们施洗。So I prayed God whether to go to retreat camp or not. After praying, I went out to shop. Just the moment I sit in the car, I open radio. A sentence from Bible came from the radio. It's from Matthew 28:19. Go there and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and of Son and Holy Spirit. 由于我正要开始上牧师的主日学门徒造就课程，所以我对前半句很受启发，所以然后我就确定了这上帝的旨意要我去这个夏令会。Due to the starting Sunday school on disciple training in Pastor Young's class, so I was inspired by the first half of the sentence.Verse to make disciple. I want to be a real disciple of the Jesus Christ. So I was. I know it was God's desire for me to go. And 第二件事是谢伟光牧师的传道，他的主题是如何过一个有价值、有意义的人生。The second thing to share about is Pastor C's sermon. His topic was about how to live a valuable and significant life. 价与值是不同的。我们是靠基督耶稣宝血的代价赎罪换取而来的。这个代价很高，可是我们有活出与这等价的值而来吗？ Value and cost are different.We are torn by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The cost is very high. But have we lived out the value of our life as high as the cost? God, 上帝给了我们一个器皿，我们的心，为的是传播他的大爱。但是我们时常没有好好运用我们的心。上帝也给了我们时间，但是我们经常浪费它。God has given us a container, our heart, the purpose to spread His unconditional love. But so often we have not utilized our heart to its purpose. He gave us a lifetime, but we most often waste it. 因为我们每日能够靠着基督耶稣的大能，每日审查我们的心。记得认罪悔改，使我们能够活出上帝原本创造我们的初衷。因为我们每日能够靠着耶稣，效仿耶稣，活出上帝的荣耀来，以此才能活出我们的价值来。May each of us remember every day to lean on greatness of Jesus Christ. Remember to examine our heart. Remember to repent our sins. So we can live a life that's according to the will of God.May each of us can live our lives like Jesus, living for the glory of God, so the value of our life will be worth as much as the cost. 之前牧师也提到了，牧师做了这个呼召，我也更加确定了要一生跟随耶稣，在工作岗位上也做好本地的传道工作。After the sermon, I restored my faith to Father Jesus and doing his work my whole life, even while having a job in a local area. 最后我想和大家分享一下，对我来说是一个很大一步的小改变。其实我和我爸爸的关系并不是很好，就是我不是很常叫我爸爸爸爸。但回来的那一天，我就跟他说一句：“爸爸，你吃饭了吗？” 这是很简单的一句话，但是我相信他心里有所感触。之后的一周内，我都天天找到爸爸了。And as I want to share a small change but big step in my life. I really call my dad in my life. Not as often as I supposed to. But on the day I came back from retreat camp, I called him dad. Have you eaten yet? It was such a small, simple sentence, but I know he felt in his heart too. To these 几件事，我很感恩。愿上帝继续帮助我们，愿主里的弟兄们在爱中互相勉励支持，为的是荣耀他。May God help us all. May each of us, of our brothers and sisters, inspire and encourage each other in love, so we may live our lives to glorify Him in heaven. Thank you.
我们只能说感谢主。
We can only give thanks to our Lord.
愿上帝的带领赐福我们中间愿意摆上自己献身做主门徒的弟兄姐妹们。
God will give us, bless us, bestow on everything we need for everyone who come and love Him and to be His disciple.
那在刚才也提到了今年夏令会福音布道讲员谢伟光牧师。
The brothers' sermons also talk about the one of the main topic that was talked about in the summer camp.
他所分享的大堂的信息就是如何有一个价值的人生。
And the main topic is having a life of the 价值 is in Chinese. It's a very difficult word to translate, but in English says a life of value.
价值 price and value.
And this one in Chinese is a compound word. It's both
提到人生意义的价和值是两个完全不同的概念。
To talk about in this is a different meaning between the cost and the value, the price you pay.
就像我们花了不菲的价格买了一样东西，而这样东西值不值得我们买它所付的价格。
In a simple way to say that we pay a very expensive price to buy something you want, and a lot of time you wonder, does this thing really worth that thing worth that kind of cost to have this value?
就像宗耀弟兄刚才提到说，我们所有相信耶稣基督的救恩而受洗的基督徒，是耶稣基督在他十字架上以他牺牲自己生命的那个重价。将我们从罪恶的死亡中买赎出来。
All of us Christians, as you all know, that being baptized and being saved, it's Christ pays His own price, His own life, as a major cost to save us and redeem us from the death of sins.
使我们从魔鬼撒旦的掌控底下，出死入生。
So we can completely release from the control from the Satan.
那我们作为信徒所活出的生命意义，究竟值不值得主耶稣基督救我们所花费的那个重价
？A lot of time we'll spend our time to figure out is our life really worth of the cost of the life of Jesus Christ who redeemed us from the sins.
所以我用了天伦。这个词作为今天的主题词。
So my main topic today, sermon today is family bond.
那让我们就借着诗篇128篇1-6节这段经文里边的天伦这个主题，也就是属灵生命旅途中的天伦，一起来检讨思想，在我们属灵生命追求的过程中，要追求的天伦。是什么样的天伦
？So through Psalms 128 to 1 verses 1 to 6, we'll spend some time to discuss in our spiritual journey What does it mean to us as the family bond that was being discussed in verses 1 to 6?
是天伦之乐之喜之福呢?
Is this the one that giving us as the joys, joy, rejoice, and the blessing?
还是知苦知悲知祸的那个天伦的享受?
Or it's bringing us some on the other aspect, is a suffering, calamity, or the any disasters.
今天已经是诗篇十五篇短诗朝圣诗上行之诗系列讲章的第几讲了我要不写下来我都忘了第九讲了
So this nine out of the 15 topic that I want to share with you is a pilgrimage and songs of ascent
我们人生在世追求的是什么
So what are we pursuing in all our life
在我们人生的追求中所依靠的是什么
And what are we depending upon on all those pursuits?
这是我们生命成长的过程中要不断地去面对并且需要常常思考的问题。
This is a topic never ending that we need to continue to talk and discuss.
我不知道我们中间的青少年对这个问题有没有敏感或者是呢有没有开始思考何时思考这个问题。
I wonder often that the young people among us, have you ever thought about those? Have you ever considered those? Are you being sensitive to this type of topic?
那诗篇128篇这段经文提醒我们今天来思考天伦的享受的时候有两个重要的议题。
So when let's talk about Psalm 28 about the family bond, there's two main topics we want to discuss.
就是国和家
one of them is nation, the other one is family.
那在美国生长的孩子们对国和家的概念，这两者之间的关系，我不知道会不会比较淡漠一点。
I wonder for the kids that grew up in United States, do they have different opinion about nation and family? Do they feel indifference in between these two ideas?
因为在这个国度，孩子们从小到大接受的环境熏陶是自由，
Because、
自我意愿为第一重要。
The kids that grew up here was being educated with freedom, and then a lot of time is really just, important of themselves. As
从小一点点的都会说，这是我的 ，this is mine.
A lot of time here, this is mine.
我想要这个，我想要那个，
I,
我不想要，不想要。
I want this, I want that.
哎，我不在乎，都是在以自我为中心的这个环境中长大的。所以真的不知道他们对国家兴旺、人寿年丰，或者说是国家兴旺、心想事成。像这些他们能够理解多少理解多深呢我们的孩子们那我们首先就从诗篇一百二十八篇四到五节和六节后半段的经文来思想国家兴旺这个议题。
So that review from verses 5 to 6 in Psalm 28 about this growing prosperity of a nation.
敬畏耶和华，目睹国家兴旺。
So fear the Lord and witness the nationwide growing prosperity.
我们看这几节经文，诗篇一百二十八篇四到五节和六节后半部分。看那敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福，愿耶和华从西安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，愿平安归于以色列。
So Psalm 128:4-6. You want me to read the NIV version?
NIV.
Okay, good. All right. So 4 to 5. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who feared the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace on Israel.
他把第六节前半节也读出来。
I'm sorry.
诗篇128篇是15篇系列的朝圣之诗。 那朝圣的地点是什么地方，弟兄姐妹？
So over here is this 128 is one of the 15 songs of they call it the pilgrimage.
是圣城耶路撒冷。
So the way they go into to worship the
就相当于我们现时代的国家的首都啊。
So it's just like the nation capital they go into. It's a pilgrimage journey.
所以对旧约时代的信徒而言，在每年三次朝圣的节期中间，他们期待的不单是圣城耶路撒冷的平安，而且更期待通过他们自己的献祭、认罪、悔改、赞美、颂扬上帝，而得到上帝与他们同在的那个赐福。
So during the Old Testament time, there's 3 times of this pilgrimage journey to Jerusalem. And not only during those special journey, they are wishing for the peace for the Jerusalem. Not only that, through their sacrificial worship offering, through their repentance and confessions and praise to the Lord, they are really is to pray for the God's presence with them as a blessing.
所以要确保，重要的是要确保耶和华。 从西安赐福这个美好的愿望能够实现。The
most important thing is the blessing from the Lord from the Zion.
那请问如何实现呢？So
how can that be fulfilled?
那就是第四节经文强调的，看哪，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。This
is fulfilled on the condition that you will be. You will be the blessing for the man who fear the Lord.
所以请大家注意第四节这里敬畏这个词。So
over here in verses 4, please pay attention to this fear, the word fear.
其实这个词只有一个意思，就是令人害怕。This
is only one meaning, basically, it's just frightening, fear.
那我们看跟这个词相关的另外两段经文。So
there are two scriptures that very close describe this, the meaning of the fear.
创世纪22章12节，天使说不要下手，不可伤害孩子。现在我知道你敬畏上帝，因为你没有把自己的儿子，就是你的独子，留住不给他。这是什么事情？以撒献孩子的事。So
over here in Genesis 22,
亚伯拉罕献以撒的事。
Is Abraham giving up his child, recording Genesis 22, 12. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear Lord because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
NIV, 这是 GNT, 所以这个 GNT 是 honor and obey.
And over in GNT version is honor and obey as fear.
那另外出埃及记9章20节，法老的臣仆中惧怕耶和华这话，便叫他的奴仆和牲畜跑进来。So
in Exodus 9:20, it says those official of Pharaoh who feared the Lord heard to bring their slaves and their livestock inside.
大家发现没有，就是在中英文翻译中呢。 时常是带倾向性的。So
over here, you see the translation from Chinese kind of like pretty much based on the context. And
同样的词呢，用在相信上帝的人身上呢，就用敬畏，就用顺服。So
when the fear is applied to Christian, is to honor and respect.
而用在不相信上帝的非信徒的身上呢，就是畏惧害怕。So
when applied to non-Christian, that is the fear and the frightening.
其实我时常跟大家分享说，这个词如果用畏敬颠倒过来讲，可能就更加合意。So
if we switch the Chinese words around, then it's probably making more sense.
因为没有畏惧，没有害怕。 就很难有尊敬的心。
As you probably can think about, without fear, you really have no way to maintain the respect, so to speak.
尤其是那些在上掌权的，在耶路撒冷做君王的，在圣殿担任圣职的祭司们，如果他们不惧怕上帝，不敬畏上帝，因着私欲为所欲为，将会导致怎样的结果，弟兄姐妹？
Think about the people who have the authority. Think about all the kings in Jerusalem. Think about all the priests that offer, they're doing the offering at the Jerusalem. If they do not fear the Lord, what would they do? If they do everything according to their own desire, what would happen?
导致的结果就是失去上帝同在。
So the end result really is they will lose the presence with the Lord.
如果那样的话，第五节经文所发出的祈愿，愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你，也就是说，从大卫城、从耶路撒冷发出的赐福，如何实现
？So if that is the case, then the blessing from the Zion for God to give them blessing, that would not be fulfilled at all, right?
所以除了敬畏这个词，请大家注意另外一个词，就是第五节的那个蒙福、赐福、赐福和第四节的蒙福其实是同一个词。
So in verses 4 and 5, blessing and blessed, or that used in the Hebrew, is based on the same word.
那这个词呢，是表达双向的福分的。
So this blessing actually is bidirectional.
在旧约圣经中出现的频率非常非常高，这个词。
So in over here, blessing appeared in the Old Testament very frequently.
大概有300多次，它主要是表达呢从上而下的来自于上帝的赐福。
So over here in the Old Testament appeared about 300 times is a blessing from top, people with authority to the people below.
另外也用于从君王啊、祭司啊或者长辈亲人的祝福。
Also from blessing coming from the king, the blessing coming from the senior and elder to the junior people.
那我说是双向的呢，它也可以表达自下而上的，尤其是人对上帝的祝福。
It also can be expressed as a blessing from people to God, so in a different direction.
有没有听说过人对上帝祝福啊？
Have you ever read about scripture saying people bless the Lord?
同样这个词，如果用在人对上帝的祝福的时候，那我们翻译成什么呀？就是表达我们的敬拜，表达我们的尊敬和颂扬。
So if scripture did says about us to bless the Lord in that sense, in that way, we actually saying to praise.
我们看路德记4:14，妇人们对拿俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你。”就是这个词。
In Ruth 4, it talk about to fear the Lord is really to praise the Lord.
所以我想请问在座的青少年，你们有没有对生你养你的父母表达过祝福？
So I want to ask the young people a question. Have you ever blessed your parents?
有没有表白过在父母面前，表达过你对他的尊敬之意？
Have you ever expressed your respect to your parents?
有没有这个经历，或者你想过没有，你如果对父母表达尊敬的敬意，也就是祝福的时候，会有怎么样的结果？仅仅是那个小口上下一碰。
So have you ever thought about if you say anything in this content to your parents, what would parents feel?
我相信那么一碰了以后，父母的心都会被软化的。
As I would imagine, all your parents' heart will be melted.
看我们中间的青少年回家试一试。
So I was hoping the young people can try to do that to bless
your parents. 对父母祝福，对父母表示尊重、尊敬。
Express
那么碰碰嘴。
Respect and honor your parents. Try one time.
那有人可能会怀疑说，为什么要对上帝畏惧害怕
？A lot of time you think
才能够得到蒙福祝福。
Why do you need to fear the Lord so you can be blessed?
才能够一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，平安才能够归于以色列。为什么呀，弟兄姐妹
？Only by doing this, you'll be able to see the goodness coming from the Jerusalem, and only when you're doing that, the peace will be bestowed upon the Israelites.
因为只有对上帝惧怕，有那个害怕的心，才能够尊敬他，才能够遵守他的旨意，才能够对罪敏感。而求上帝赐给我们智慧，不要让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那罪恶的捆绑。
It's only simply because only with the fear of the Lord that you'll be able to respect the Lord, will be able to obey and follow His will, and only because of that you'll be sensitive to the sins and be asking God to give us the wisdom, not to be trial and also help us to stay away from the bondage of sins.
旧约时代的信徒呢，有十诫来约束。
So there's a ten commandment, as you know, from the old disciples in Old Testament.
新约时代要求信徒要结出圣灵的九种果子，还记得吗
？In the New Jerusalem, then we have the so-called nine spiritual fruits, as you probably remember.
师母记不记
？Anyone remember the nine spiritual fruits?
仁爱喜乐和平，然后呢？然后呢
？My good, that's very good. So love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
那新约时代要求信徒警惕的罪恶的清单，大家还记得吗
？Have you ever also been reminded that also as a couple thing that was that we need to be mindful about our sins.
就在九种果子加拉太书五章二十二节前边十九、二十、二十一节列出了这么多的罪恶的清单。
So all of those unacceptable behaviors listed over there.
嫉妒、酗酒、狂欢等等这些。
All those hatred, discord, jealousy.
所以弟兄姐妹。要警惕，因为撒旦的工作是非常奇妙的。
So really need to be careful and to be mindful because Satan is really cunning in his works.
不要惊讶我这样讲。
Don't be surprised that I say that Satan is really cunning.
因为撒旦将那些罪放在我们里边。
Because Satan placed sins in our hearts.
他把每一项呢。都做了巧妙的包装。
Everything was all packaged nicely, individually packaged.
或者用糖衣包裹。
Sugar coated.
或者用兴奋剂。
Wrap up with the stimulants.
或者用麻醉剂来包裹。
Or wrap up with the anesthetic.
一旦我们，我是说这一旦我们信徒，凭着我们人性本性的血气。
Once we started depending things on our own flesh,
不畏惧、不爱、不害怕上帝的时候，那这些罪呢，就会在我们身上，要么是异常兴奋，要么是异常忘我的爽快的发泄出来。
And the sins in us still will be released since we will not feel the Lord.
或者说的是更确切一点，爽快的排泄。
It's really, really just happily being released. Because we don't fear the Lord.
所以只有对上帝存着敬畏害怕的心，才能够尊敬他，遵守他的旨意，才能够对罪敏感，求上帝赐我们智慧，不要遇见试探，救我们脱离那罪恶。
So only that we have the fear of the Lord that we can really completely respect our Lord and follow His will, and only because when you feel the Lord, that you will be sensitive to the sins, and then from that you'll be able to depend on God's wisdom and not being tempted by the sins.
所以小到一个团体、一个机构、一个组织，甚至乃至教会，大到地方政府、国家各个的权力部门，做领袖的畏惧、害怕、敬畏上帝与否，是直接关系到。这个团体、这个机构、这个组织、教会以及地方政府乃至国家兴旺与否的大计。
So as small as a small group to a church to a large organization such as country, governments, if the fear of all those leaders is the only thing that will govern the prosperity of this organization.
因为国家兴旺与否涉及到的是我们的个人家庭。
Because if the country is affluent and being on prosperous, it will influence all our family life.
这就是诗篇128篇第1到第2节经文所显示的。
So this is really what was shown in Psalm 128 from 1 to 3.
第一、第二节我们看，凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。Blessed
are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor.
那我们中国传统文化呢，受儒家思想的影响，非常注重家国情怀的那种观念。So
in the Chinese culture is really very much influenced by the Confucius idea that paying attention to this so-called relationship between a nation and a family.
你看有修身齐国治国平天下，天下之本在国，国之本在家，家之本在身。
So over here, just simplify the translation. This is just beginning from yourself to manage yourself, and then you have a good household. From good household, you have a very good state. From the state, you will have a better country, and you will have the world peace all around. Everything come rooted from your own self.
因为这些都是出自儒家孔孟之道的经典著作《四书五经》。
This is coming from the Confucius main idea from the books called Four Books and Five Principles.
四书五经听起来比较遥远，甚至比较晦涩。So
this Chinese 四书五经 seem to be very, very remote.
其实都是中国古代传统观念中传授做人、做事的最根本的道理。So
those are all the basic ideas, almost like a doctrine for to become a good person and how to do things in the world.
但是这些道理与圣经的道理存在着的。
But what is the difference between those teaching versus the teaching in the Bible?
在于探索这个世界、探索宇宙万物的过程中，存在有一个盲区。So
there's a blind spot through trying to find out the ideas or the principle for the world.
平天下治国齐家依靠的是什么？依靠的是自身的修造。So
over here in the Confucius idea is to have a prosperity for the country and the world peace is really coming down and rooted in a person's internal peace.
我们都明白，我们被造的人本身是既软弱而又有限。We
all know that human beings are very limited and we are all very weak.
所以不认识上帝，不依靠上帝，不害怕，不敬畏上帝，是被撒旦给卖掉的。卖完了以后，我们还帮人家数钱。Not
knowing God, not depending on God, not to fear God, eventually you'll be a slave for the Satan.
因为我们里边的血气太容易被撒旦所利用。Because
our flesh is can be easily controlled by Satan.
所以诗篇128篇在第一节经文开始用了。 凡字来强调说，是凡说，无论你是谁，对上帝怀着畏惧、害怕而敬畏之心，并且遵行他的命令、遵行他道路而行的人，是何等有福啊！So
over here in verses 1 says all means all. That's what it all means, right? As Pastor Runyon says, no matter who you are, you have to have the fear for the Lord, and according to His will and order, then follow His will, then that is a person that will be blessed.
所以第一、第二节经文这里重复出现的两个词就是有福、享福，是刚才我们提到第四节经文的蒙福有所不同的另外的一个福字。So
over here in verses 1 and 2, the blessing, they are kind of different than the verse 4, bless.
就在诗篇中。 经常用于感叹词。
So over here is usually used as the nouns for expressing hopes and wish.
所以有人形容这是用在信徒之间互相的勉励、互相的恭贺的话语所用的。
So a lot of things that people blessing was used to exalt each other.
那相对有福享福的反面是什么，弟兄姐妹？
On the contrary of being blessed and being bestowed with bless,
其实这里有福享福和以色列民有一些的背景关系的。
So over here, when they're talking about blessing to Israel, there's actually a background you should know.
即是上帝带领他们出埃及的时候，那段时期内。
It's when God led them out of the Egypt.
我们看申命记28:2，你若听从耶和华你上帝的话，这一下的福必追随你临到你身上。12，耶和华必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
So over here in Deuteronomy, let me read it all, verses 28:2. All this blessing will come on you and accompany you if you obey.The law of your God. That's verses 2. And verses 12, the Lord will open the heaven and the storehouse of the bounty to send rains on your land in season and to bless all the works of your hands. You will lend to many nations that but will borrow from none.
如果相反呢？你看《申命记》28:15，你若不听从耶和华你上帝的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的这一下的咒诅，都必追随你临到你身上来。
But what if, on the contrary, then it was says on the 15th, curses for the disobedience. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all His commands and decrees I'm giving you today.All these curses will come on you and overtake you.
所以这就是诗篇128篇第二节形容你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利的道理所在。
So this is the reason was mentioned behind verses 12 in Psalm 128. You will eat the fruit of your labor, blessing and prosperity will be yours.
所以以色列民非常清楚，如果悖逆上帝。将遭受那个劳碌枉然的那样的咒诅的恶果。
So Israel knows about that. If they disobey God, that will they will labor in vain.
你看看在申命记28:16-20，你在城里必受咒诅，田间也必受咒诅，出也受诅，入也受诅。
So over in Deuteronomy 28:16 says, "You will be cursed in the city, and cursed in the country."
所以读到这里，我们会不会惧怕敬畏上帝了？
So over here reading all the verses, don't we have a feeling that start fear the Lord and being frightened?
那有人可能说，遵守上帝的旨意挺难也，难不难？
But then the question is it difficult to obey God's decrees?
申命记说的非常清楚，30:11-13-14，我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是远离你远的，不是在天上，也不是在海外，这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行的。
So over here in Deuteronomy 30:11 says, Now what I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you, nor behind your reach. It's not up in the heaven, so that it's visible to God. No, it is.Beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, you will cross the sea to get it.
所以敬畏耶和华不单劳碌家庭蒙福，而且更可以得享天伦之乐。
So fear the Lord, not only you will harvest the labor that you put it, you also will enjoy the family harmony.
这就是诗篇128:3-6开始的部分。
So over here, there's talk about Psalm 128 through the 6.
第三节，你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
So over here, verse 3 says, Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table.
这段经文是在向我们历史历代以来的信徒所发出的警醒挑战，就是我们家庭的生活是合乎上帝的心意呢，还是病态百出？
So this is ages old reminder to all the Christian as a challenge and a warning: is our family life according to God's will, or is it just a lot of problems?
葡萄树在圣经中常常用来象征果实丰富。
The grape trees always symbolize the abundance of the fruits.
并且能够生出无数的分枝来。
And as you know, the grape tree can break out a lot of branches.
那橄榄摘子的意思呢，是橄榄树的幼苗。
The olive shoots, just the baby olive trees from the olive tree.
充满了勃勃的生机。
They have the abundance of life.
围绕你的桌子呢，就象征着仁爱、关顾和家庭美满和谐的团契。
When you are being having those children surround you, that represent a love and harmony and peacefulness in a household environment, right?
那随着现代经济的发展，人们的生活节奏变得越来越多样化。即便同是一家人，每个人的生活、工作、学习都各自独立。每一天，家人能够围坐在一起祷告。用餐已经成为许多信徒家里边罕见奢侈的场面。
Through the development of modern economy, our lives getting really complicated. That even though during the household, everybody all have a different lifestyle, different work, different study, and everybody so independent. So every time you thinking about getting around, have a meal together, to be able to sit down, pray, and eat together, that is become a very scare and very luxury event for all of us to have a meal together as a family.
你这样长期以往将真理和信仰生活化的生命实践，谈何呀？
So over here right now, kind of like, how do you fulfill a Christian life through the family environment? Through this kind of it become an empty talks.
如果在家庭中，小小的家庭中就没有合一。
So if we don't have a harmony in our own family,
那我们每天起早贪黑忙碌的目的是什么？
So why do we need to rise up early and stay up late for?
劳碌得来的天伦是知乐知喜知福呢，还是知苦知悲甚至是知祸？
So when we labor for this family harmony, is it giving us the joys? Is it giving us rejoice and a blessing, or is it giving us all the suffering, distress and calamity? Maybe.
我们看诗篇最后一段，128篇第6节上半段的经文：愿你看见你儿女的儿女。
Verse number 6 says it all. May you live to see your children's children. Peace on Israel.
愿你活着看见你的子子孙孙，这是另外的翻译的译本。
May you see your children's children.
那我们盼望年长之后享受的是三代同堂、四代同堂、全家人。人人惧怕敬畏上帝，而何等有福的基督化的家庭的天伦之乐、知喜知福呢？
What we all like is it just like all we have three or four generation all stay together. We all fear the Lord and respect and honor the Lord, and we have a blessing to enjoy this family harmony all together. Is it what we want?
还是无奈地享受到两代、三代、四代家庭成员之间存在着各自不同的深深的代沟，各自为政，互不理解，也不相让，甚至为着各自的私欲、利益、明争暗斗那样的天伦之苦、之悲、之祸呢？
Or is it something that we eventually it's three or four generation, everybody all become so independent?And we have dissension among us. There's a cultural age gap. No one understands each other, and always under your own self-driven desire. And is this kind of thing that lead it into suffering, distress, and calamity? Is those are what we're looking for?
不要以为这是危言耸听。
Don't think this is just a kind of like a threatening.
你看《申命记》5:15说：“看哪，我今日将生与福、死与祸，陈明在你面前。”
So over here in Deuteronomy 30, it says 30:15 says, See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction.
所以选择的权利在我们自己的手中。
So over here, really, choice is all yours, brothers and sisters.
享受天伦之乐、之喜、之福，还是享受天伦之苦、之悲、之祸，都在我们自己的手中。
So you desire to have the joy, happiness, and blessing from due to this family bond, or you end up having the pain, grief, and disaster from this family bond.
记得上一讲127篇中，我们提到说，上帝既可以赐福，还可以怎么样的，弟兄姐妹们？还有没有印象了
？So over here, I don't know. Remember my last topic about Psalm 127. God can give a blessing; He can also give.
上帝更可以赐下风不调雨不顺的。
He can also give the wind and rain, not coming down in its due time.
这才是又真又活的上帝的恩慈、怜悯和威严、公义的本性之所。
So this is the truthfulness of God's own nature, His mercy, loving, and His righteousness and justice.
还是开始那段话，我们作为信徒，每天起早贪黑、忙碌一生，所活出的生命的意义，究竟值不值得主耶稣基督救我们所花费的重价
？So over here in a summary.We rise up early in the morning. We stay up late. Label our lives.
上帝赋予我们最珍贵的生命的价值何在
？What are we all working on? What are we pursuing? What is the value? Is it worth of the cost of Jesus Christ?
这个意义就在于传扬大使命。
The meaning is really in spreading the gospel as the great, as Jesus says, the Great Commission.
不是每一个信徒都会蒙召做全世界的传道人，但是每一个信徒活在世上的时候都有责任传道。
Not everyone will call out to be pastor or minister, but everyone in his life in this journey of the world have the responsibility of to spread the good news.
这样做的结果是什么呢
？So if you're actually doing that, what would happen?
得享上帝与我们同在的那个天伦之乐呀
！And we will be able to enjoy the family harmony and bond with our God together.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.